We're positioned right now in accordance with the security agreement to continue to support the Iraqis. And as a result of the security agreement, our mission here is to train, coordinate, and advise the security forces in the city. And as you know, our combat troops left the cities on 30 June. We still provide additional troops for full spectrum operations in the belts around the cities and, more importantly, in the borders, specifically Syria and Iran. And you referenced the bombings on 8 December. And what we see here, Jane, right now is we see al-Qaeda actually using these high-profile attacks, though they've decreased in frequency, to attempt to not only disrupt the government, but to break the national unity of the government and really turn the people against the government. What we've seen with the population, though, is two things. First of all, they do not embrace the ideology of al-Qaeda. And second, there's a genuine desire of the population to move forward towards national elections on the 7th of March. And our view in terms of supporting the government is the best retaliation against these terrorist attacks is to have credible and legitimate elections. And I would also say that most of the attacks here we see by al-Qaeda are Muslim on Muslim. And we see that, and that's corroborated by the West Point study in the Combating Terrorism Center that shows that 85% of these attacks are really against Muslim people. And these are innocent people, Jane, women, children, people going to work every day. And they're really designed to break the will of the government and its people. But we have seen that fail, and the population is well geared to move forward to the elections on 7 March.
All right. So, General Lanza, describe then the role of the military with the security forces that exist within Iraq at this point. Are you advisors?
Right.
What's your capacity?
Our capacity right now, Jane, we're roughly at 115,000, and we'll be at 50,000 by August of 2010. At that point, our mission will change from full-spectrum operations to stability operations. We are still doing outside the cities combat operations in support of the Iraqis. Inside the cities, as our combat troops have left, we are training, coordinating, and advising the security forces. So we're with the Iraqis. We're partnered with them every step of the way, but they're in the lead on security, and that also includes having the lead on security in support of the elections.
Does that ever cause any discomfort or any kind of miscommunication? How does that work for you?
Well, we've worked through that, Jane. I mean, in the beginning, on 30 June, there was obviously a little bit of friction. We've been at this a long time, and we've always been in the lead. And when you have that role reversal with the Iraqis, there is a little bit of friction. But all that was worked out on the ground by commanders on the ground. And what we've seen right now is we've seen the Iraqi security forces actually mature and grow in that role, and they're actually building capability and capacity. More importantly, the population truly supports the fact that the Iraqi security forces are in the lead. As a sovereign nation, the people want to see their military, they want to see their police controlling the cities, and they want to see us in a supporting role. And we're glad to do that in accordance with the security agreement.
All right. So as we look toward the transition, as you mentioned, to a troop drawdown in August, starting in August of this year and then continuing on through 2011, there is a buildup that's going on in Afghanistan. So is there any activity that goes from Iraq to Afghanistan? Is there a transfer of materiel that's going on at this point?
Well, we have sent some equipment and some capabilities to Afghanistan. As you know, we do an assessment, an operational assessment of the security environment, and if we have additional capabilities that are no longer required for this mission, though, we do send some of those to Afghanistan. And we've done that with some of our route clearing systems. We've done that with some of our aviation assets as well. But right now, we're postured to complete the mission here. We have already drawn down over 60,000 forces here since 2008. And as I said earlier, we're roughly at 115,000 now, and then well on our way to responsible drawdown, our plan for responsible drawdown that gets us to 50,000 by August of 2010. And then, Jane, finally, what we'll do is we'll end up having no forces here in December of 2011 when our mission ends.
And does that mean really no forces? That doesn't mean no support mechanism from the military?
As far as our mission goes, Jane, it will end. Now, that decision obviously will have to be debated by our political leaders based on the relationship between our two sovereign nations. We will transition obviously to the strategic framework agreement. That is something that the State Department is in the lead on, and that really is about the relationship between our two sovereign nations. So any capabilities or any requests for those kinds of things in the future would really have to be at the request of the government of Iraq. But as far as the mission goes of United States Forces Iraq, that mission will end in December of 2011.